This is KCUR. Raymond Cattaneo and his husband Dustin Cates were together 6 years before they decided that they wanted to adopt a baby and build their family. They met in a StoryCorps recording booth earlier this summer to talk about how becoming dads has changed their lives and how their own fathers have shaped who they are.
I often think that your dad and my dad would have been like
best buddies.
I think
they're very alike. My dad liked crude jokes. he loved to laugh and he loved to cook. He loved to have friends over and that sort of stuff. And I think all of those things I have from him. He was also really quiet and didn't talk a lot. And that is not one of the traits that I have from him. But I never ever doubted that he loved me. And so I hope to be that kind of dad too, in my own way.
So why are we compatible?
I think you're a lot like my dad in some ways. Nothing like my mom. But I think that we are different enough that I always feel like you make me better and that I do my best to try to make you better. Not that I feel like you need a lot of being better.
Okay. So August 26, 2011, our son was born. Tell me how he came into our lives.
Well, we decided after being together for 6 or so years that we wanted to adopt. You went to work one Saturday morning and rounded at a hospital and called me and you said, hey, there's a mom here who's had a baby and I think she wants to give it to us. And I said, like, the baby's born? And you said, yes. And I said, and I was supposed to come up there? And you said, yes. And I said, well, what do I wear? So I got dressed and came up to the hospital and we talked to the mom. And I can still remember walking in and seeing our little boy and thinking, how can she give him up? And so we talked to her for a little while and about 15 or 20 minutes later, she said, well, I'm leaving the hospital today and I want you to have him. And so, of course, we immediately panicked because we weren't ready to take a baby home. So we got with a lawyer, developed the plan, and 6 days later took the baby home.
So his name, Emmaus, E-M-M-A-U-S. We get a lot of comments about that. We get a lot of funny looks when we say the name. We get a lot of different pronunciations when somebody tries to say it back. So tell me where that name came from.
We were in church one Sunday, and it was the scripture passage from Luke, the road to Emmaus, where Jesus has been crucified and raised from the dead, and the disciples are walking the road to the town of Emmaus. And Jesus appears to them, and they don't recognize him. And then they invite him to walk along the road with him. And they say, stay with us. They get to the town, and they have dinner. And during that process, they recognize that he's Jesus and sort of changes their entire world. That was a really outstanding name for a kid who would do the same thing for us, who would come into our lives and turn things upside down, but make things amazing. Since we've named him that and left being so familiar with that story, there's also so many other things that just tie into who we are as a family. As long as that little boy's with us, which will be at least, 19 more years in our house anyway, we'll be able to look to that story for more meaning.
That was Dustin Cates and his husband, Raymond Cattaneo. This interview was recorded in Kansas City as part of StoryCorps' Out Loud Project, a national initiative to record and collect stories from the LGBTQ community. Excerpts were selected and produced by Suzanne Hogan.